Packet is packet 5 in Hilchos Avelos. The topic is, when does the Isuri Avelos start? Okay? So we know that the count of Shiva only starts after the Kvura, but when did the Isuri Shiva start? So basically we have two different Mahalim. We have the Shita of the Rambam and the Gaonim, and that Shita is that nothing starts until after the Kvura. Okay? Before the Kvura, everything is mutter. Okay? Now, along with that Shita comes, like a little caveat Shita, of the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos basically holds the same thing, that everything is mutter before Kvura, except for Tashma Shemita. He throws that in, Kol Shekain from Basar Reyayin, and Rishava Ustit Rishon Onim can't partake of. So Kol Shekain, Tashma Shemita, primarily he's in that Rambam camp, but he just adds in Tashma Shemita. So let's call that as one camp, one Shita. The other camp is that of the Ramban, and that is really all the Isurei of an Avel really start Mishas Misa, even before the Kvura, with the exception of a couple of things. A couple of things are Nilas HaSandal, and Ativis HaRosh, and Kriyas HaMita. With the exception of those things which the Avel does not have to do, every other one of the Isurim, Chitza, and Sicha, and Asis Malacha, all those things, they all start Mishas Misa. Why is there a difference? Why is the Ramban saying that, oh, certain ones don't apply? Most of them apply Mishas Misa, but certain Isurim don't apply till after the Kvura. So there are two explanations that Ramban gives. Number one is because if the Avo would keep those things, it would impede his Hasaskos with the mace. If he had to take off his shoes for the Mashal, then he couldn't, you know, run around and with the mace and do whatever arrangements are being allowed for the mace properly, because he's going to be barefoot. And likewise, if he was Sorosh, those things, they assess to be menios, impediments, for his assassin with the mace, so those things, they didn't ask for him. That's explanation one. Explanation two is that there's a chiluk between idunim, things which you do for pleasure, versus things which are just like minyas tzar. You know, so basically, the Torah was only mechayev the avel to not engage in pleasures, right? But it didn't say he has to be mitzar himself. So even with rabbanim, we have things which are tzar. You know, but those things they only ask it after the kvura. Okay, the things which are idunim. Those things will be also even from before, but the menios tsar, that will be only start afterwards. So menios hasandal, that's like a tzardik thing, so that will start after. But like rochitza, which is like an idun type of a thing, that will be no even mishas misa. So like the deraisa things, you know, we start before the idunim, and then the rabbanon, like tzardik things will start after. But it ends up the same thing. You know, but those are just two hesbeirim for why there is such a chiluk. So in Shulchan Aruch, so it's a little bit clear. But there are mokhtali pasuk like the Ramban. Okay, that things are also from Shas Misa. The Machaber, so different people learn the Machaber a little differently. Whether he's passing like the Ramban, or he's passing like the Ramban. There are different parshim explain the Machaber a little differently. But the Ramah is definitely being mapped like the Ramban, that the Yisurim start Yishas Misa. Okay? That's one. Number two, there's another machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay?
You said the Ramah holds like the Ramban?
What? Yeah. The Ramah pass is mapped like the Ramban, that the Yisurim start Yishas Misa. Okay?
Except the Yisurim.
And then the Machaber, so that's the goes in court. Okay. And that's what people do. Like, people generally put their shoes on, you know, they change their shoes after the Kvura.
Yeah, but no showering between...
That's according to the Ramban. No, that's awesome.
But Mechaber is okay.
Well, according to Mechaber, that's what I'm saying. According to Mechaber, there's different Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch explain the Mechaber differently. Like, the Nosei Kelim on the page explain it one way, the Aruch HaShulchan explains it a different way. So we didn't really go so much into that this year. Afterwards, we could see it more inside. But the Ramah is basically like the Ramban. And, okay. So now there is another machlokas. A second machlokas between also the Rambam and the Ramban. And that is, our Dvar Meshevet Sinan Nohe on Yom Tov. Okay, let's say there's a Nes on Yom Tov, someone is Nifter on Yom Tov. Do we say that there's an Issa for Dvar Meshevet Sinan? So the Ramban holds that while there's no Avelos on Yom Tov, the Avel still has to keep Dvar Meshevet Sinan. Dvar Meshevet Sinan are Nohe on Yom Tov. That's Shitas Ramban. The Rambam holds that Dvar Meshevet Sinan are not Nohe on Yom Tov. They are Nohe on Shabbos, but not Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, the Avel does not even have to keep the Dvar Meshevet Sinan. It says a mace. Mace no mace. On Yom Tov, the Rambam would say that even Dvar Meshevet Sinan is mostly for him. He does not have to be machmir on it. On Shabbos, yes, machmir, but not on Yom Tov. Okay? That's the Shita of the Rambam based on Gersis. Okay? Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to make these two machok, yes, Rambam and Rambam, the shitasa of each other. Does the minion, the count of Shiva, and the Isuri Shiva have to go together? Are they like one thing, or are those two separate dinim? So he wants to say that the Rambam, who holds that all the Isurim only start after the Kura, well, that's the shitasa of the Rambam who holds that Dvar Meshevet Sinan are not Nohe. Since Yom Tov doesn't go with the count, right? Since Yom Tov is not Ola for the Minyan Shiva, the Isurim don't start yet. And the Ramban holds that two separate dinim, that the Minyan is one thing, and the Isurim are another. The Isurim could start, even Mishas Misa, even though the Minyan, the Shiva, is not really starting till after. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to link those two things together. If the minyan and the isurim go together, Rambam would say they do, and then Rambam would say they don't. Okay, so those are the basic shitos. And now in Shir we quoted two riots, two proofs that the Rambam and the Golanim was before to have, and then how the Rambam would counter those proofs. So what are they? Proof number one is in Ksuvah Staf Dalet Amud Beis, the famous sugya of the Chasan Avah, where the father of the Chasan and the mother of the Kala die, and you know. So what do they say? They say Machnisan as a Meis L'Cheder, let them be bold in the mitzvah, and then bury the guy, and then they'll do the, you know, and then they can have a Shabbat Brachas Alad by the Avelos. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says an interesting thing. But during these 14 days of Shavuos and Shavuos and Avelos, there is an Isser Yichud.
No.
It's an Isser Yichud, which is a very big finish, because generally, after a couple of those of Bilas Mitzvah, then even if there's never an Isser Yichud after that. Right? So, right, every time a woman is in need through her whole life, there's no Isser Yichud. Right? So why here, the Gemara says, why here do we impose this Chumrah of an Isser Yichud, even if they did a Bilas Mitzvah there? So the Gemara says, because they made a Kula. Because of the kula they gave her in the beginning, they have to be machmer, trying to counterbalance the scale so they won't be mezalzel in it, and have tashmish because they'll think it's really not such a chumra thing. So because of the kula they gave in the beginning, they have to throw this chumra of yichud. What is the kula they gave them? So Gemara asks, well, maybe the kula is because we allow them to do the bilas mitzvah. So that's a kula, so they'll just take the whole thing as a thing, it's not so chumra. Gemara says, no, that's not the kula that we're talking about. Because the Avelos is in Chal on them. So that's not the Kula. Okay, so you have to dig up another Kula. What's the Kula? The Kula is we let them do this recently in Mishta, and once we let them do this recently in Mishta, that's why they'll think that the whole thing is Mekil. Oh, look, I can have the Chasen, I can have the Shevet Brachas. So you have to kind of counterbalance that by saying it's an Isser Yichud. So they'll understand that this is really a Chomer Dika thing, and they won't slip and have, you know, Tashmish. So that's the Chumrah. But what did the Gemara say? The Gemara first wanted to say that maybe the fact that we allow them to do the Bilas Mitzvah, that's the Kula. And the Gemara was docha that. The Gemara says that's not the Kula because lo chaval of the Avelos. So the Chor seems to be a great raya for the Rambam and the Gaonin and the Ritzkeis. That whole, because look, the Gemara is saying that they're mutter patashmish. Right? The Gemara is saying that, oh, that's not a Kula that we allow to patashmish. But of course they're mutter and tashmish, the Avelos isn't chal. So what do you see from them? You see that before the kvura, tashmish is mutter. Sounds to me like a pretty strong raya for the kula to go away, the Rambam to go away. Right? You see, lo chal, lo avelos. So therefore, it's not a kula for me to fill out an attachment. Because there's no iser. It's not a kula. So what's the teretz to that, Kasha? The teretz is, the Ramban says, no. You know what the teretz is? Teretz is that aninus lechud and avelus lechud. Those are two separate times. Of course it's usr to have tashmish after the misa and before the kvura. But we're trying to figure out psychologically, they're going to think in their mind that, oh, we gave them a kula, so it must be that the whole thing is kula dip. But in their mind, they understand the difference between aninus before the kvura and avelus and after the kvura. So a kula, you're right, it's a kula, we're letting them do the tashmish. It really should be usr for an onain before the kvura to have tashmish. But that kula won't lead them to psychologically think that this is a kula dik of time. The kula of aninus will not lead them to be mekel during avelus. They know that aninus is one set of halachas and avelus is another set of halachas. So even if I mekel on them during aninus, before the kula, and allow them to have tashmish, that won't cause them to think that the avelus of the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh and Shivas Yimei HaVelus is going to be Mako, and they'll slip to do Tashmish. Because they'll think, they didn't give me any Kula during Avelus, they only gave me an Aninus Kula, not an Avelus Kula. So an Aninus Kula won't cause the people to be Mako during Hachas Avelus. Only an Avelus Kula will think, oh, I gave them a Kula during Avelus, they'll say, oh, the whole Avelus really isn't so serious. So that's what the Gemara was looking for. What Kula to be given during Hachas Avelus, which will cause them to think that the avelus is more chomer. So being allowed to do avelus mitzvah during aninus, that's not an avelus kula, that's an aninus kula. And they're not going to associate with avelus, so the Gemara says, no, we let them do the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh first. That's the kula during Hilchos Avelus. The kula during Hilchos Avelus will let them lead them to the conclusion that the whole avelus is more kuladic, and they'll just say, no, it's not tashmish because it's not. So that's what the Gemara was saying, that we're looking for a kula of avelus. What kula of avelus did we give them? Tashmish, right? Lo chal olav avelus. The avelus din lechal. The aninus was chal. That was a separate kula of aninus, which they won't associate to hilchos avelus. Is that clear?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, we could review it again after. Okay, second raya. Okay, was that we know that after David HaMelech, he had a baby, an infant that was nifter. Okay. So that baby, after the baby died, and before the kfura, David HaMelech was rochets himself. He washed himself. So the lechor is a great raya for the Rambam. You see, before kfura, rochets is mutter. David HaMelech washed himself before the kfura of his infant son, who was nifter. So you see that there's no isurim. Even rochets is mutter before the kfura. So the lechor is a great raya for the Rambam and that whole school of thought. So how's the Ramban going to counter that? So the Drisha says, I'll tell you what the Ramban will say. The Ramban, I have three possibilities for what the Ramban could be in the Tariq set. Possibility number one is that maybe there was a minhug that they had. He says there is a minhug that by the Suda Savra, we know about the Suda that the first meal by the Avelim there. So it's, they had a minug that they would wash themselves to clean off shmutz, to clean off zuhama, sweat. So that rochitza was not a tainug tikka rochitza, it was lahabir zuhama rochitza. So maybe back then, in the time of David HaMelech, they also had a similar type of a minug, and the rochitza David HaMelech said wasn't a rochitza shal tainug, it was a rochitza shal lahabir zuhama. So that's teretz one. And that wouldn't be and that would take away the riot, because the Rambam wants to say even Rochitza Shal Tainug is Mutter. So basically, maybe that Rochitza was the Rochitza Shal Lahavir Zuma, not Rochitza Shal Tainug. That's Teres 1. Teres number 2 is maybe this infant was not a Ben Kayama. And there's no, it was not a Ben Kayama. He was.
This in 30 days?
Yeah, so maybe they knew this baby was like a Nathan. So therefore, there'd be no Chiyuv for Avelus even. There's nothing, no Chiyuv. It's not about Kayama. And the third teretz is maybe, and this we probably could have guessed this teretz, king is different.
What?
A king is different. A melech is different.
Oh, yes.
Right? Because melech, biyofio tachazena inecha, a melech also always has to look. Yeah, he always has to look prominent. So, and therefore it's a special kula for a melech, the same way that we do find certain kulas for a chasson during Yimei Mishteh, that he's mutter in certain things like gihuts and tisporas because he's domel melech. So you see already precedents that a melech would have different halakhos. So those are three ways that Ramban would get out of those rites.
The second issue, the minhag of zoma, take out the zoma.